Say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. A crash in Hampstead has Maryland 30 closed near Mount Phillip Drive. And in Howard County, police say a warrant has been issued for the suspect who killed a snowplow driver in January 2024. Alexander Rodriguez of Gwin Oak is wanted for first-degree murder and firearm violations in the death of Alex Garcia, who was clearing the parking lot of a Montessori school on Montgomery Road when he was shot. Detectives say they've learned that Rodriguez is not in the United States right now, but if he returns, he will be taken into custody and arrested on the open homicide warrant. A Thursday morning fire leaves a conversion facility in Carroll County damaged. FR Conversions say the fire at the Westminster facility started during authorized roof maintenance on the building. The building was cleared and no employees were injured. After ventilation and measuring air quality, employees were cleared to re-enter the building, and the fire did not impact the company's planned production. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Timely hitting for sure, but the story behind the Birds' recent surge is definitely the pitching.
Two outs, bottom of the ninth inning.
Swing and a miss to finish the ball game and cap off a three-game series sweep in the Emerald City.
Ben Wagner with the final call on yesterday's 4-3 Baltimore win over Seattle. A second straight sweep for the Birds, who've won 9 of their last 11, with the O staff allowing 2.45 runs per game. Yesterday's starter, Zach Eflin, went 6, got the win, asked if the team now has a chance to do what most think is impossible.
I wouldn't say I see it now. I saw it at the beginning of the year, and I saw it last year, the year before that. You know, the core nucleus of guys have always been here. They know how to win. They know how to go out and play and have fun.
Ravens news, team signing wide receiver Rashad Bateman to a contract extension. At the same time, general manager Eric DaCosta also talking about preliminary negotiations with Lamar.
We've had some conversations for the draft, after the draft, in person last week. I think we're in the introductory sort of stage of looking at what an extension might look like.
And finally, the Belmont Stakes back at Saratoga. Rain in the forecast both today and tomorrow. Preakness winner Journalism the favorite at 8-5. Derby winner Sovereignty at 2-1. But if you're looking for value, how about two well-rested horses? Baeza at 4-1, finished third in the Derby, didn't run the Preakness. And Rodriguez at 6-1, trained by Bob Baffert. A foot bruise kept him out of both the Derby and the Preakness. He hasn't run since April. Hall of Fame rider Mike Smith will be on board. Coming up in 30 minutes, just how many buzzer beaters can a guy hit? And that is Stein on Sports. When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
At 10:07, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Friday morning with temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Heading toward the afternoon, mostly cloudy skies, a little bit cooler, but highs still in the mid-80s. Tracking our next weather maker, showers roll in late tonight, and then off and on showers showers and storms for Saturday and Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
76 degrees in Essex, 75 in Owings Mills, and 78 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Well, hey there, everybody. I am Andrew Langer in today for Kim. We got a great hour coming up. Going to be joined in just a little bit by Stephen Kent from the Consumer Choice Coalition. Very excited to have him join us today later on in this hour. Kevin Keene, the CEO of the American Beverage Association. You know, I've spent a lot of writing recently on science and public policy and rationality in public policy. You know, my day job, when I'm not doing radio, and you all know I love radio, I love doing media, I do a couple of podcasts, Andrew and Jerry Save the World with the coach, and then I do the lunch hour with Federal Newswire. But I do regulatory and healthcare policy for CPAC, the folks who do the big CPAC conference in Washington, D.C. And the idea of rationality in public policy, assessing risk and focusing on policies that actually address the real problems that are out there, this is a big thing for me. It goes back many, many years, things that I've worked on in the past, all important issues and how consumer choice plays into this and should government be the nanny state. So going to be joining us later on in this hour. We're going to have these conversations next hour, by the way, a lot of small business and economics issues as well. We got Robert Boland, the National Ombudsman for Small Business from the SBA. He's going to be joining us. And Shankar Singham, who's a scholar, is an attorney, but he's also an economist, political scientist. He's the executive director, the chairman of something called the Growth Commission. He's going to be joining us. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that as well. In the meantime, we are talking about our poll, the overarching story of the day, the feud between Elon Musk and Donald Trump. We're not going to spend all 3 hours talking about this because I want to talk about the substance of the Big Beautiful Bill and other things. But we do have a poll up today. It is amazing to me here. Are you Team Trump or Team Elon? I've got to tell you guys, I am very surprised at the results here right now. Again, still, it's come close, but right now, Team Musk is handily beating Team Trump 2-1. That is fascinating to me out there. So, but let's get to this. What's been going on? We spent a little bit of time in the last hour talking about the EV mandate and what's happening there. Trump said something else yesterday in one of his many interactions with the press. Again, Donald Trump more accessible than any president in recent memory, especially Joe Biden. But Trump had this to say. Let's play cut number 10.
He wanted, and rightfully, you know, he recommended somebody from that he, I guess, knew very well. I'm sure he respected him, but to run NASA. And I didn't think it was appropriate. And he happened to be a Democrat, like totally Democrat. And I say, you know, look, we won. We get certain privileges, and one of the privileges, we don't have to appoint a Democrat. NASA is very important. We have great people. General Kane is going to be picking somebody with our, we'll be checking him out and seeing, but he wanted that person, a certain person, and we said no. And, you know, I can understand why he's upset. Remember, he was here for a long time. You saw a right.
We can
man who was very happy.
It's not as though Donald Trump has not put Democrats into positions of responsibility and authority. In fact, there are a lot of Trump supporters who have been deeply concerned about that, about who has gone where. Namely, Robert Kennedy. I think there are folks who've been concerned about that. That being said, we can debate. Maybe when I come back, at some point when I come back, we'll have the discussion as to how politics and ideology can drive the mission and either accelerate or depress the forward motion of an agency like NASA, right? The goals that we have. You know, it's funny, we're getting ready to do the 4th of July celebration. And I'm very excited, going to be doing some radio around that time, as I almost always do. In preparation for the 250th anniversary, the semi-sesquicentennial, however we call it. I know I always butcher that phrase. But, you know, these things, having the right people running them, I thank my lucky stars that it's not a bunch of progressive leftists who are in charge of America's 250th anniversary. You know, so anyway, that's where we are. Folks, you know, who are concerned about this feud, you know, let's go down here. Greg Gutfeld, I think, summed it up really well last night. Brian, let's go ahead and play cut number 13.
Where are you going with this?
Well, I think what you're seeing is a battle between the purist and the pragmatist. I don't like it. I want it to stop. I want to tell them, if they're both watching, knock it off. We're done with this. This is an incredible moment for our country. It's awake. It's optimistic. It's on board with the golden age. Don't sabotage it with the self-inflicted feud. You know, don't let the Dems get back up from the floor where they belong. You know, you got two really successful people, billionaires, and they both, I guess, have egos, but they also have different ways of seeing things. The great thing about this is we all see it. This is an incredibly transparent administration.
That is true.
This isn't a bug in the system. This is the system. So I want you to compare this system to the one, you know, that ended in 2020. Would you take a forceful president and a billionaire publicly feuding in public, you know, over an invalid president, you know, who was kept hidden from the public, leaving the country without a leader? I'll take this any day. At least I know what's going on and I can somewhat enjoy it, but I want them to stop. I've had it. This is like, it's like, I don't want to see my parents fighting. I just want them to get back to, I like Batman and Robin. I don't like spy versus spy.
Right. I mean, listen, Gutfeld makes an important point here in all of this. You know, at least it's being done out in public, right? At least it's not. And I'll go a step further on this issue with regards to the way that the Biden people handled all of this. I mean, at least it's not like the first Trump term, where there was all of this backbiting and stuff was done in secrecy and you had all these leakers. I mean, obviously that has changed drastically since then. But at the same time, you also don't have this cover up over Biden's infirmities, his mental acuity that's out there. You don't have the whisper campaign going in both directions, right? Folks undercutting him on the one hand, while trying to prop him up with the other. This is all being done out in front of the public here. On the other hand, I agree with Vicky. I mean, I really very much in all of this am team, as I said in the tweet that I put out, team ice cream headache. I just want to focus on the work here, you know, and maybe there is something to be said for allowing the Democrats to if they want to go and be giddy about all this and take their eye off the ball with all of this. That's one thing. But what I don't want to do is open it up and make our work vulnerable. You know, somebody, it's so funny because somebody pointed out and I'm not sure I agree with this, but I'll say it anyway, that a lot of this has shades of the feud, the very public feud between Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, which got very nasty. And it took many, many years for them to reconcile. That being said, there were some fundamental differences in the direction of the country. I don't think that we have that fundamental change here. And let's also remember that one of them is president of the United States. The other one is not. Elon Musk should not be elevated to the level of someone who is, has the power and prestige of an elected official. I mean, he has prestige in his own right. Anyway, when we come back, we are going to be joined by Stephen Kent with the Consumer Choice Coalition. I'm Andrew Langer. This is WCBM AM 680.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k X-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Hi, I'm Peter Sagal, and I am the second funniest person in my family, next to my late uncle, Ted Skolnick, a delightful man a dozen times sharper and wittier than I've ever been. But not a lot of people ever got to know that about him, maybe because he spent most of his life hiding his ostomy bag due to his severe Crohn's disease. He kept that a secret, but when he died last year, he left a large bequest to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, supporting the search for better treatments and support for people like him. Don't feel you need to hide your Crohn's or colitis. Go to spillyourguts.org to learn more.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Tomorrow is Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
Trump says he's spoken to Chairman Xi of China. Things went well. That's good. 84% of Americans are on board with Trump saying no nukes for you to Iran. I'd say that's kind of a mandate. Plus, Mary Walter and Daily Signal's Tony Kinnett. Don't miss it.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Before we get to anything else with Stephen Kent from the Consumer Choice Center, and that's consumerchoicecenter.org. I pull up, by the way, it says Stephen Kent, P-H-E-N, Stephen Kent X on Twitter, and he is a noted, he doesn't say noted. I'm going to note. Noted Count Dooku apologist. Really? Really? Let's I want to delve into this, Stephen. You're pro Sith Trade Federation Alliance here.
Absolutely. I think at a certain point, separatism from the Republic is a moral mandate, but, you know, only if we're talking about Star Wars, of course.
Well, no, of course. And, you know, it's interesting, right? Because at the end of the day, they become, I think it's like, you know, it's like Pete Townsend's line in Won't Get Fooled Again, meet the new boss, same as the old boss, right? But you're absolutely correct. The ability to dissent is a central aspect of this stuff. Let's start with this. Tell us a little bit about the Consumer Choice Center and the work that you guys do.
Yeah, so the Consumer Choice Center is an international advocacy group that speaks for the best interests of consumers. So that is access to goods, that is low prices at an affordable rate, and it's also keeping government out of the choices that everyday people want to make. And, you know, health and wellness is absolutely one of those things. Technology and the use of tech is another of those things. So we cover a wide range of issues on almost every continent in the world. It's a great place to be.
So I'm sitting in. Now, listen, I'm going to name drop here. I'm going to event drop to make everybody jealous. I went to a thing a couple of weeks ago. With my good friend Janine Turner from Constituting America. She's an actress. She's got a new podcast out, by the way, for all of you who are Northern Exposure fans out there. She and Rob Moore are doing a podcast. I went with Janine to this Ellis Island Awards ceremony, and I promise, Stephen, there's a reason I'm bringing this up. The Queen of Sweden gave a speech. She was getting honored at this thing, among other people who are getting honored at this event. And I'm sitting there listening to her speech, and she starts talking about alcohol and alcohol mandates and the World Health Organization. And I sat there and I said to myself, holy S, I am probably the only person in the audience, because that's how I think, or, you know, the arrogance of me, the conceit of me. But I'm sitting here thinking, I'm the only person in the audience who gets the significance of what she is talking about here. There is a global movement towards abstinence again, to criminalize alcohol, to make alcohol illegal. Or am I overstating it, Stephen? Tell us all about this.
No, so there is absolutely such a movement going on. This is really what I would call a neo-prohibitionist movement.
That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, and from, you know, an abstinence from alcohol, it's a valid way to frame it. You know, there was a movement, 100 years ago, almost to the day, to have a moral movement against alcohol as a corrupting force in society. And the World Health Organization, has partnered with a number of anti-alcohol organizations, one of which I think is really important to note, named Movendi, who has helped them craft the World Health Organization's alcohol guidance.
Now, and Movendi, by the way, sounds like a booze company, an international booze company, but go ahead.
Yeah, and it used to be called the International Order of the Knights Templar or something.
Here we go. I've been conspiracy theorizing all day, but go right ahead.
Yeah, I mean, this is real world stuff. And they've been crafting the WHO's alcohol guidance abroad. And what happens when the WHO does something, again, sort of a China-backed, EU-beloved organization, is that it then spread its tentacles into the European Union. It hopped over the Atlantic and has widely influenced the policies of Canada and research coming out of Canada on alcohol consumption. And what happens every time something spreads through the EU is that it eventually comes to the United States. And
right.
During the Biden administration, started taking cues from the World Health Organization, from Movendi, and funding studies that mirrored their preferences on alcohol.
It really is astounding to me that we're down this road. By the way, one of the seminal property rights cases, in fact, some might say damaging property rights cases out there, was a 19th century case called Mugler v. Kansas, which was all about prohibition and the rights. What happens when a brewery gets shut down by a state? What is the property owner owed in all of this? But I mean, we've been down this road. We saw what happened with prohibition a century ago. The negative consequences, the unintended consequences, people want their booze. How is this playing out? And how is this playing out? What are the concerns with the new administration? Not that we say that everything that Biden did, Biden bad, Trump good, but nevertheless, we should be looking much more deeply when this, as you term it rightly, neo-prohibitionist movement rears its ugly head under Biden. What's going on with the Trump administration?
Yeah, so this is really interesting. I'll try to sum it up quickly. It's that we don't know necessarily how Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at HHS really thinks about alcohol. Now, as a personal matter, he is sober, as is Donald Trump. They both have personal issues with alcohol from addiction that impacted their families rather dramatically. And so what we don't know yet is if Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to follow the research that was done during HHS prior, during the Biden administration, which is recommending against alcohol consumption. The previous standard has always been in the U.S. that it is safe for men to have two drinks a day and women at least one drink a day without any negative health effects. And they are choosing to go down the road of actually recommending that no alcohol consumption is safe. This mirrors, again, the World Health Organization's guidance. And we're talking about statistically insignificant health risks that the Biden Surgeon General also picked up on that are, less than 1%, 0.0088% risk of things like certain kinds of cancers. And so we are waiting to find out if RFK is going to insist that alcohol be labeled a carcinogen or have
wow.
a cancer risk warning label slapped onto it, like the kind you would see in California
right.
every time you buy a couch or a television. A couch in California is going to have a cancer warning label on it. And we should ask ourselves, is this actually helpful for consumers or misleading?
Joe Jackson had a whole song about this on the Night and Day album with Breaking Us in Two and Stepping Out called Everything Causes Cancer. I mean, so we're talking 40 plus years ago, folks have been making these jokes. But let's talk about real quick the unintended consequences, the ancillary consequences, right? We're not talking about now a new actual outlawing banning of alcohol in the United States. But if the federal government makes this signal, there are consequences throughout the economy and society, things like lawsuits and liability. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, you can absolutely expect that there would be a flood in the courts of people being able or trying to claim that their different sort of health conditions or cancers or whatever have been caused by drinking of alcohol if the U.S. government were to actually slap cancer labels on alcohol. This is not so much about public health outcomes. This is about changing people's behavior. And what we need to be asking always is, what is the real motivation here?
Right.
There has not been some sort of rapid spike in drinking going on amongst Americans that is statistically significant. In fact, young people drink less today than they did 30 or 40 years ago, and there is not an increase in cancer among those individuals. I worry most about cancer warning labels having no more meaning. There's been very meaningful research done out of Harvard University, which has shown that when people are exposed to too many cancer warning labels, they start to discount the actual realism of that risk. And so I just worry, you know, that there's going to be sort of a culture in the future where people don't take any sort of health risks seriously because these ones are false.
It's absolutely true. Listen, as Gilbert and Sullivan said, if everybody's somebody, then no one's anybody. And you can add that to or extrapolate that to the risks of these issues. Listen, Stephen, how do folks find out more about the good work that you guys are doing, next steps? How do they get involved?
Yeah, well, a great way to get in touch with us is at theconsumerchoicecenter.org, and you can find our letters that we have submitted to Health and Human Services on this very issue and recommending them to actually follow unbiased science and research when it comes to guiding alcohol policy, not research that has been touched by the likes of Tim Nimey and these different international organizations trying to taint alcohol.
All right, let me ask you this before you go. You or somebody from the Consumer Choice Center going to be out at Freedom Fest next week? Any chance?
You bet I am.
Are you? All right, we're going to be there. We're going to have this knockdown, drag-out discussion over who's Team Jedi and who's Team Sith. We'll talk about that then. Stephen, Ken, thank you so very much for joining us.
Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it as well. That was Stephen Kent from the Consumer Choice Center, consumerchoicecenter.org. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation. Same song, different tune, talking about non-alcoholic beverages. Going to be joined by Kevin Keene. He's the CEO of the American Beverage Association. I am Andrew Langer. You can join the conversation down the road, 410-922-6680. This is WCBM AM 680.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The latest jobs report has sparked a rally on Wall Street, the Dow soaring more than 500 points. America's employers created 139,000 jobs last month. That is more than expected. The unemployment rate remains at 4.2%. President Trump is standing by his budget and tax cut bill, the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill, which one-time Trump ally Elon Musk has called an abomination. The fate of the bill is currently in the hands of the Senate, where some Republicans are opposed to certain elements of the bill. Ukraine says Russia has unleashed one of the biggest aerial attacks of the three-year war, missiles and drones raining down on the capital, Kiev, as well as other parts of Ukraine. And watching Wall Street, the Dow is up around 500 points, the Nasdaq ahead 212. More details, srnnews.com.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy in as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So it's on to Sacramento for an Oriole team that all of a sudden, along with the Blue Jays, are the hottest teams in the American League. In fact, only the Cubs have a better record in their last 10 games. The latest installment was yesterday in Seattle.
All year long, you know. Henderson making a bid. Tavares back at the wall. And the O's have gone back to back.
Ben Wagner and the Hall of Famer Jim Palmer with the call on Masson. Henderson's round tripper followed a two-run shot by Adley Rutschman that tied the game, and Gunnar's shot stood up as the surging Birds notched their sixth in a row and ninth in their last 11, 4-3 over Seattle. Ravens conclude their second week of voluntary OTAs today. Baltimore signing receiver Rashad Bateman to a three-year extension yesterday. The Ravens now with perhaps the best collection of receivers they've ever had. Here's Bateman on what he'd like to pick up from a guy like DeAndre Hopkins.
I'm ready to ask him anything, you know, as far as, you know, catching, hands, route running, body, taking care of your body, what you do.
Coming up in 30 minutes, finding value at the Belmont. And that is Stein on Sports.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're going to see temperatures that will be well into the low and mid-80s as we head into the afternoon under mostly cloudy skies. Tracking the potential for a few showers as we get into your late Friday evening. More showers on Saturday with storms in the afternoon, and then another round of showers and storms as we get into Sunday, unsettled as we head into the first full weekend of June. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves with Active Liver from New Nordic. Find in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or Amazon. Or newnordicusa.com.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Get ready for a Maryland mashup you won't forget. It's WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, happening Friday, June the 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs and all-you-can-lap as we take the gloves off and roast our buddy, Chuck Whitaker, no holds barred. I'll be there, Bruce Elliott too, cracking claws and cracking jokes. So come hungry, bring your best laugh. Let's make it a night to remember.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter. The philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
We are back. I am Andrew Langer in for Kim Klasick today. I want to tee this up as well. Guys, next week, two weeks from today. Counting's not my strong suit. Join WCBM at the first annual Crab Feast and Chuck Roast on Friday, June 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. It's an all-you-can-eat buffet, including steamed crabs, pit beef, ham, and turkey, corn on the cob, and all the sides from 6 to 8 p.m. Then sit back and enjoy the Chuck Roast as we pay tribute to the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker, for his 55 years of broadcasting. From cracking claws to cracking jokes, don't miss it. Get your tickets today at WCBM.com. It's going to be a fun event. Listen, we've been having this conversation, and we're talking about entrepreneurship and small business and innovation, and we've also been talking about regulations and international standards. And, you know, in terms of the issue of innovation and meeting consumer demand and this issue of consumer choice, there's really no better example than that of the American beverage industry. I want to bring on our guest. His name is Kevin Keene. He is the president and CEO of the American Beverage Association. And, Kevin, we've seen how the beverage industry focuses squarely on consumer choice by innovating with new brands in response to consumer demand. And we've seen this especially with the popularity and new choices of sugar-free soda and waters. Talk to us about meeting consumer demand, how this has shifted in this part of the century.
Yeah. First of all, Andrew, thank you for having me on. And
always.
I was listening to your sports cast before here, and it's good to see the O's finally getting it going.
Right? So, I mean, it's amazing, isn't it?
It is. Hopefully they can dig out this hole. But thanks for having me. And to your question, Andrew, I think if I can step back first and
please
help people maybe with their perceptions about our industry. I think a lot of times they think Coca-Cola and Pepsi and Dr. Pepper are one big giant company based in Atlanta or New York or Texas. That's actually not true. Of course, we have those corporate headquarters for the franchise companies. but we're actually a system of independently owned bottlers across the country. And these are privately owned companies, and most of those companies are family owned and have been for generations. So this is how we're able to reach literally every corner of America. And this is how we stay in touch with what I like to call the real people, the real consumer in these communities. And so this is where they, you know, they're entrepreneurs. This is where they get their ideas. And they flow up to Coke and Pepsi as much as things flow down. And so that's really where the choice and innovation comes. You know, they're out in the market. They're talking to their consumers. They know consumers want more choices. Okay, if you like your soft drinks, you know, the traditional flagship soft drinks, great. But they're starting to hear more that people wanted choices with no sugar. So they went there. And that takes some risk, Andrew, if you think about it. You know, if you're Coke, your red can Coke and your blue can Pepsi, that's your flagship.
Right.
Starting to create products that may take away from those or, you know, compete with the sales of those products was a risky proposition that they endeavored on probably a good 20 years ago now.
Even more so. Hold on for a second, Kevin. I'm going to interrupt you there. I mean, we are now, I think, at the 40th anniversary this year of the experiment with New Coke, which I actually liked, by the way. And I know a lot of my listeners will remember that. But this is part of what you're talking about. You talk about the risk. You mess around with the formula, and people react, don't they?
That's a great example, Andrew. Yeah. And you know, as we got into this era, probably in the 2000s, I think people were a little more conscious about what they were consuming, and especially in terms of maybe sugar and some other ingredients. And our companies listened, and they took more risks. So it's not just that they created the zero sugar, Coke zero sugar, Pepsi zero sugar, Dr. Pepper zero sugar to go on top of their diets, but they expanded. They went into waters, still waters, different types, premiums and more regular scale waters. Then they have expanded into sparkling waters. The energy drink innovation that is taking place is pretty remarkable.
You know, it's really interesting. Hold on for a second, Kevin, because, you know, it's not just, it's also when you talk about the choice in terms of these zero sugar, sugar-free brands, right? There are also different sweeteners that are used. I mean, now I don't know, you and I have talked about this, but, you know, I lost a considerable amount of weight last year and cut out soda. And I was cutting out soda for a while. But and, you know, I'm now occasionally will be drinking a Diet Coke or what have you. But, you know, 15 years ago when I went through a round of dieting and watching my sugar intake, you know, it was the what has Splenda in it, what has, you know, XYZ in it. You know, what is, you know, which the various artificial sweeteners that are out there. And when you get down to it, right, as you're talking about these local marketplaces and what they do, they can offer up these kinds of options where it's not just about sugar versus zero sugar, but it's also the whole panoply of sweeteners, depending on what you want, whether it's sucralose or whether it is something aspartame, whether it is something else as a sweetener. That's the beauty of this, isn't it? Is that ultimately industry is meeting this demand, isn't it?
That's right. And the difference, if people wanted a difference between like a Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi and a Pepsi zero sugar and a Coke zero sugar, that is the difference. They use different sweeteners that give a different taste profile and different option. And then if you look into some of our beverages that have, you know, some sugar, a little bit of sugar, it might be a little bit of sucralose in there. It is that choice and option. And, you know, what kind of makes us proud about that is, you know, we're meeting our consumers. We're trying to get in front of them a bit because we see where they may be going and we want to help them get there. But we respect that all of our consumers are different. You know, we're humans. We're not all built the same. We have different needs, different choices, maybe even in the moment. You know, you may need something in the morning and want something different in the afternoon.
100%.
And what we are proud about that is we like to talk about maybe – folks are starting to see a campaign we actually have up right now about how we are American companies, and we have this statement on our wall here in the office that says we're American companies making American products with American workers in America's hometowns, and that's not a slogan. I mean, that's a statement. That's who we are every day, and always have been, always will be, and this type of choice and innovation we're providing the consumer, we think is very American. I mean, this is.
Let me add to this, because it opens up. We just had a conversation with Stephen Kent from the Consumer Choice Center. We're talking about sort of international alcohol standards with Stephen, and it's a slightly different issue, but along the same lines, because it has an impact as to the sort of the big government approach to how we do this, right? Which is, right. I know it's healthy for us to be drinking more water. I don't like drinking plain water. I need a little bit of sweetener in it, a little bit of sour, you know, something to get me in. And I consume more water as a result of this, but I want that choice in order to do it. Talk about the big government approach to these things and how it doesn't serve, it may not necessarily serve the health goals, right? If you reduce the options and you want people to drink more water, you're not going to get that result, are you?
Yeah. First of all, I think the marketplace can not only do this better than government, we are doing this better than government.
Right.
We're providing the exact choices you're talking about. Whether you want a sparkling water or still water, we've got something with a little flavor in it for you. And the concern we're seeing in certain circles, don't want to paint too broad a brush,
sure,
but in certain circles, is we're starting to see government getting into that intervention and trying to tell people what they should have.
Right.
Versus embracing the choice. I mean, we actually, you know, think we're in an industry that can be held up as a model for what the president and others have been talking about and giving choice and providing the type of jobs he wants too here in America. So I think that's something we just need to continue to be watchful for.
If the supporters of the president want people to act on their own behalf, right, to make choices for themselves, this is one of them. We can't go down this road because somebody, and you've done your stint in government. You've worked for one of these health agencies. We know that the one size fits all approach never gives us the results that we want. Kevin, listen, before I let you go, how do folks find out more about the work you guys are doing? How can they get involved? And who should they be talking to about ensuring that they can go and get their, Coke or Pepsi Zero Sugar or the variety of what? For me, it's Mio. I'm a big fan of Mio, the Mio options that are out there. Listen, I'm sorry, just to digress for a second. When I travel, and it's because this is who I am today, I am now traveling with my zero sugar coffee sweetener options, you know, whether it's chocolate syrup or cinnamon syrup for my coffee, because nobody is selling these in major coffee places anymore. But I'm also almost always with me, you know, traveling with some kind of water. What do they call it? Water flavor enhancer in the concentrated stuff. I am, you know, buying the stuff on Amazon and have it. So I'm always, you know, I got my Mio Energy, I got my Mio Hydrate, and then I've got some other kind of, because I'm six, I have my Hawaiian Punch or my Kool-Aid in there. That's zero sugar, I drink my water as a result of it. I get my 64 ounces of water a day. Anyway, we can go on to, but how do folks find out more about the good work you guys are doing, and who do they need to contact?
Well, on us, they can come to AmericanBeverage.org.
Nice.
Nice and straightforward. And then I would ask if they're talking to their local lawmakers, whether it's a congressman, a U.S. senator, or even their local officials, and the governor there, you know, please tell them the importance of you being able to decide. You have choices, and then being allowed to decide what's best for you and your family. You don't need government telling you to do that.
Right. That's exactly it. I want to be making these choices, and we should be consistent. If we don't want government to tell us what to do with our families in X, we don't want government to tell us to do what to do with our families in Y. Kevin Keene, thank you so very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Andrew. Appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. That was Kevin Keene. He is the president and CEO of the American Beverage Association. Yeah, I travel with all of this stuff. This is part of the reason why I have TSA PreCheck, is because I have all these little bottles of things that I can bring on the plane. Oh, yeah. I like my coffee the way I like my coffee. I like my water the way I like my water. That's who I am. Want to hear from you, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. This is when we come back. We're going to talk more about the big, beautiful bill, and then in the next hour, we got to talk about KJP. I'm Andrew Langer. This is WCBM AM 680.
Hi, I'm Art McVeary of Reverse Mortgage Answers, your reverse mortgage specialist. But did you know that we offer VA, FHA, and other mortgage products? In observance of Veterans Day for the month of November, all new qualified applicants that are active duty, first responders, and retired veterans will receive a $500 appraisal credit on all our loan products. Give us a call at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070. This offer is only good for qualified applicants.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save $40 on any repair of $150 or more. Only at AAA Tire and Auto Service. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer valid through June 13th. See store for details.
I drive my bus in a busy city. That's why road safety is so important to me. I know that I must slow down and be extra careful when I make a wide turn. Buses need more room than cars. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, remember to give buses plenty of time and space to finish turning before driving ahead. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
They launched a diversion program called Sidestep. Utes between 10 and 17 years old are accused of drug possession, destruction of property, misdemeanor, assault, larceny, and shoplifting. Now, before 2025, unauthorized use was also a qualifying crime. You know what that is? That's someone who steals your car, and they call it unauthorized use. We used to call this Grand Theft Auto. Yes.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9, with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are back. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Andrew Langer in for Kim Klasick today. Yeah, this is what I travel with. I do. You know, it's funny. I'll mention it. You know, with this Mio thing? Years ago, when I was on the old station and doing a lot of the daytime fill-in work, I liked... Actually, it may have been even the nighttime stuff, but probably daytime... I was talking about caffeine intake, and it was our good friend Scotty Hughes who said, you need to try this Mio Energy stuff. And it's essentially, it's a caffeine-enhanced drink mix. So it's like Kool-Aid, but it's got caffeine in it. And I did, and it was great. Now, I wound up having too much of it, and my wife had to tell me, you know, your caffeine intake is like 12 cups of coffee a day as a result of this. So we dialed that back just a little. But you know what's funny? We talk about this, and we talk about the issues of the big government approach to things and consumer choice. And I, you know, obviously get very concerned when we seem to forget those principles when conservatives come into power. But on the other part of this, which is the general nutrition effects of water, I don't know if any of you go back and you watch old TV. We were just talking about this earlier with Marty's references to Welcome Back, Kotter. One of my guilty pleasures is to go and watch old episodes of The Tonight Show that are on my local TV station. I think it's on MeTV. Maybe one of the other like MeTV-like stations. And it always astounds me when you look at folks who are roughly my age, right? I'm in my 50s. And I look at people who were in their 50s in the 1970s on TV, and they look like they're in their 70s. I mean, it really is crazy. And some of it has to do with the prevalence of smoking and the exposure to cigarette and cigar smoke. And some of it has to do with water consumption. You know, people look healthier now because we are consuming more water. That's a good thing. But the question then becomes, do we need government to mandate that we have more, that we drink more water. And that's, you know, that's the question. That's the central question that that both on the alcohol side, that the folks at the Consumer Choice group, the Consumer Choice Center, are talking about, and the folks at AmBev and other organizations like that. So listen, I want to pull out something real quick that was interesting. You know, we talk about the ancillary impacts and the good things in bills, and we know that the Big Beautiful Bill is big, and that makes a lot of us nervous, and rightly so. But, you know, you think about things, policies that are enunciated in the BBB, like the codification and permanence of no taxes on tips and no taxes on overtime. And we understand how the no taxes on tips impacts folks in the service industry. And you get a lot of debate amongst conservatives and conservatarians over, well, why should you know, folks with tips be singled out? You know something? I'm happy with that. I don't care. Right. I want as few people as possible. I'm sorry, as many people as possible to pay as few taxes as possible. So, but I'm not going to worry about the issue of granting people who work hard jobs that get tips. That's fine. I have no problem saying no taxes on tips. You know, we talk about the overtime side of it, and it gets into stuff that we've talked about here in Maryland. By the way, I'm going to talk about Westmore later on in all of this. I know Kim's been spending a lot of time talking about policing in Baltimore, among other things. And one of the things that I point out is that for every 100 police officers that we are down, now the gap between the number of police that we have and the number of police that we need in Baltimore City and elsewhere, frankly, any time you are down 100 police officers, that's 200,000 hours of police work that is either not being done or has to be done by somebody else. And what it means is, you know, you get the cops that you have working tremendous amount of overtime. I am sure we got one major listener who is now gone back to doing full-time law enforcement police work. Big fan of my show and the coach's show. I'm sure he is working tremendous amount of overtime. But the point is, you don't think about that when it comes to police. This came out yesterday because the Fraternal Order of Police, the FOP, endorsed the BBB. Here is Donald Trump making the announcement on that yesterday.
I'm also deeply grateful to the National Fraternal Order of Police for its resounding endorsement of the One Big Beautiful Bill, which is moving along very nicely with great support. It's a great bill. It's a bill that's going to cut taxes more than any bill we've ever put in the history of our country. It's going to cut costs and expenses by $1.6 trillion, which is the biggest cut in expenses ever. And it's going to do so many other things. You know, our country is doing record business right now. Record investment is coming in. Close to $15 trillion is already committed to come in for building new plants and factories. AI is big. Apple's investing $500 billion plus. They're all coming in. It also includes the largest investment in border security in our nation's history, equipping law enforcement with the tools to stop the invasion. I built a lot of wall, hundreds of miles of wall. Now we're going to build some additional wall where we feel we probably should build it after a little trial.
All right, we can end it there, and that's a whole other part of it, right, which is the impact of on local policing, of cutting down, massively cutting down on illegal immigration and getting rid of bad actors who are here. That has an impact on policing. Here is Patrick Yoz. I think that's how you pronounce it. Maybe it's Yoz, but I'm going to say Yoz or Yuz. The president of the Fraternal Order of Police. Let's play cut number 15.
Mr. President, first, thank you. Thank you for not only your support for law enforcement as the 45th president, but also your support as the 47th president. And all the years in between, you've always been steadfast supporter of the Fraternal Order of Police and law enforcement across this country. I want you to know, on behalf of our nearly 400,000 members, we appreciate all that you do for us. With us today is the members of our executive board, but we also have members of FOP unions in major cities across this country, which have some very serious problems that we're working with. And we appreciate the opportunity to share with you some of our views and work together on this. You know, you made a promise to us, and I want to start by saying this. You made a promise that you were going to address overtime, tax on overtime, and that was a promise made in a new big bill, one big new bill is certainly making good on that promise. We thank you for that. You know, law enforcement officers, we find ourselves in a very difficult position where we're having a serious problem with recruiting retention, as you pointed out. The problem is the people who are working right now are working so many hours and they're forced to work overtime, and now they have the tax liabilities that are associated with being pushed into different tax brackets because of being forced to work. Not only that, they're not getting to keep the money they earn. So you, right. In a recruiting and retention standpoint, you show appreciation for what we do, recognize what we do in the community, and I want you to know that we're proud to support the bill. This is something that needs to be happening. A promise that you made, and we appreciate you carrying
here,
through
here.
With it and know right. that we're a partner in it.
There you go. We can end it there. So these are the things we all think about in this. And, of course, this is the problem with having a massive bill and not having regular order. These are things that can have a seminal change, a fundamental life change for these police officers. Helping them, giving them the support that they need, that's a good thing. We want that out there. Listen, we got a lot coming up on the show in the next hour. KJP, fallout from her book continues. We're going to do our commemoration of D-Day in the next hour as well. Talk a little bit about Wes Moore and military recruiting. Plus Robert Boland, the National Ombudsman for Small Business. Shankar Singham from the Growth Commission. I am Andrew Langer in for Kim Klasick. This is WCBM AM 680.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you...